Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. In partnership with UT Health San Antonio, San Antonio ISD is opening a new career-themed high school for students interested in the medical field. The campus is located on the Brooks development on the city's south side. It's called CastMed. SAISD is currently taking applications for the first cohort of 150 students based here in Bexar County. We invite you to join our conversation as we talk about CastMed. What are its goals? How could it change San Antonio? How could it help San Antonio have better medical coverage? You can call in with 210-614-8980. You could email questions and comments to the source at tpr.org. We're joined this afternoon with Eddie Rodriguez. He's the principal of CastMed High School. Dr. Ron Rodriguez is the chair of the urology department for UT Health San Antonio. And Dr. Lisa Ochoa is the founder of San Antonio Vascular and Endovascular Clinics here. And welcome, all of you. It's great to have you. So, Eddie Rodriguez, tell me about CastMed.
Sure. CastMed is a tuition-free, career-themed public high school within the San Antonio Independent School District, located at Brooks, as you just mentioned, and it's opening in August of 2019. And the school is currently recruiting its inaugural ninth grade class of 150 students. It will focus on offering students career pathways in the medical, biomedical research, and public health fields. CastMed is also part of the CAST Schools Network. The Centers for Applied Science and Technology and CAST Schools are a network of tuition-free schools in San Antonio, founded by Charles Butt, and the HEB partnership, and with area industries as well.
So we've had, these magnet school type things before. They've been around forever. We've had medical themed magnet. Why is this different? How is this different?
Well, this is very different simply because it's going to offer an opportunity to an area of the city that has not had, per se, a school that is themed towards medical fields. It's also different because our school this year, as we recruit our ninth grade students for beginning in August, is actually open to all students. We're accepting students with all learning abilities. We're not being selective in any way or fashion. And therefore, the equity that we're providing for our students is actually phenomenal. Any student who's interested in the medical field, regardless of any grades, attendance, et cetera, is allowed to go ahead and enroll. And through a lottery system, we will go ahead and select our students.
And Dr. Ron Rodriguez, you're the chair of the urology department at UT Health San Antonio, and UT Health is playing a major role in the formation and the operation of CastMed. What are y'all going to do?
Well, we're going to be actively involved in much of the oversight in the curriculum development. In 2017, Pedro Martinez came to me and asked if we would be willing to participate in the founding of this high school. At the time, I was serving as the interim dean for the medical school, and so in that capacity, I committed us as an institution to participate in informing this high school, and over the course of close to a year, as we formulated some of the ideas about how to approach it. Fundamentally, this is a different strategy than has been done previously for similar types of schools. Unlike Health Affairs High School, for instance, which is in the Northside Independent School District, these students are going to be picked primarily because of an interest and a heart for this career. They're not going to be tested ahead of time. There'll be no grade requirements, no testing requirements. There'll be a lottery system. This is going to be primarily oriented to those students who come at a disadvantage in this educational system, sourced from the areas of the greatest need in San Antonio, and developed with the best tools that we can provide to assist them to become successful in this training program. And the fundamental difference from my point of view is that, unlike some of the other schools in the past where we have had passive engagements with those schools as sites where we have mentorships or opportunities to observe what we're doing or come meet with us periodically, we're going to be very active participants in this high school. We're going to be working with them to help develop some of the curriculum, to give them the tools to be more successful. So, for instance, we're going to develop programs that we're going to include some medical terminology. We're going to include an introduction to the electronic medical record, which is one of the most fundamental aspects of our current practice of medicine in the United States, but it's not been traditionally taught in these types of schools. We're going to give them the things that they need to be able to navigate through such a complex system and come back and productively integrate back into our area. One of the other concerns that I think we've had for some time is that all too often our most talented young students would leave San Antonio for other opportunities. And we've had a bit of a brain drain, I think, for some of our best people. I think we need to counter that. We have a growing healthcare industry in San Antonio. It's a major part of our economic future, and we need to prepare at the earliest levels to be able to have a workforce that's going to meet those demands.
Also, we know that there are a lot of good jobs, openings here in San Antonio. We've got to find people for those. But frequently, it's difficult to find folks in San Antonio, grew up in San Antonio, who are qualified for those jobs. So, Dr. Lisa Ochoa, do you think that this is a way that we can sort of bring those two issues together?
I'm glad you asked that question, because my clinic is based on the south side of San Antonio, and actually very close to where CASMed is located on Brooks. And what I know working there the past 7 years is that we actually have a deficit of over 180 primary care physicians in this area. So you're right, there is a need, there is an opportunity. What I think this school is going to offer, which I think is very unique, and I wish even was offered when I was selecting to go to become a physician, is opportunity. There are a lot of students, a lot of people who are interested in the medical field but never realize that it is possible for them. You know, even when I was in high school, I applied for a scholarship, and I was fortunate to be put in a path where the opportunities were open for me. I was unique, though, in that situation, because not everyone had that same opportunity. So I'm excited that we are going to attract these kids who show an interest, and we're going to open the door to healthcare for them, open the door to show them that whether it's being a physician, whether it's a healthcare, a biomedical specialist, there's opportunity that they can accomplish.
So do you think that this school is going to help create doctors?
Yes, I do believe that this school will help create doctors on top of every other healthcare field, which is what's so important. What is important also, though, is that we partner these kids with mentors that are role models to them, that look like them, that come from where they come from, so that they can see themselves in that future.
So, Dr. Lisa, you founded San Antonio Vascular and Endovascular Clinics. You probably deal with a lot of people with diabetes.
That is correct. Diabetes is a chronic condition affecting a large portion of our population in San Antonio.
We know that it's culturally influenced by diabetes, diet, habits, things like that. Do you think by creating a group of people from San Antonio, educated, informed by San Antonio, becoming doctors, that they can have a unique approach to try and come up with ways to deal with these chronic conditions that are informed by our culture?
I agree with you. Is what I'm learning also working on the South Side and controlling diabetes with all the challenges that we have is that healthcare outcomes are affected by social determinants of health, 50%. And when we have trusted partnerships between physicians and patients that we can help take care of these patients, understand where they come from, understand their challenges, our outcomes will only be better. And I think that is the way this community is going to overcome some of these healthcare challenges like diabetic rates, amputation rates, heart attack, stroke, and all the other complications that come from chronic diseases.
And Eddie Rodriguez, is your phone ringing off the hook with people trying to get their kids registered?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes, it is. We started recruiting students in November. The deadline for people to apply is February the 8th, and we have had a very large success rate in recruiting students. So, yes, definitely. They see the need, and they understand the opportunities that we are offering them. It'll be a school that it will be fun. It'll be a school that will provide project-based learning experiences. It'll be hands-on. Some of the classes that we will offer our students will immerse the students into great science and lab activities that are engaging and very relevant to what students nowadays are into. So yes, they want it. It's a need.
And definitely. Right now it's starting off with 150 students, but where will you think that the entire, once you're totally muscled up, what's your student body going to be?
Well, every year we will recruit 150 students as ninth graders, so that the intent is to have a full school of 600 kids in 4 years.
And in 4 years, they'll graduate and with some sort of idea that they might continue to go into the medical field?
Absolutely. The intent is to focus them in three pathways, which is the biomedical research, the medical professionals, which will be doctors, nurses, pharmacists, dentists, et cetera, and also into any of the public health allied fields that are available to them. And the intent, of course, is to get the students to continue on to become those professionals.
Are there facilities at CASMed, right there, that building, to have things that are that would help along this mission?
Well, we're actually renovating our building. It is a building there at Brook City Base that used to be Texas A&M San Antonio, and it's being renovated this summer so that it does have state-of-the-art facilities.
Are you interested in getting your child enrolled in CASMed? What questions do you have about the program? Are you in the medical industry? You want to be involved in this program as a partner? Give us a call. The number to call in is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. We're talking about the future of San Antonio, the medical future, with CASMed, homegrown talent, being given the opportunity to succeed. The number to call in is 210-614-8980. The Source continues right after this. Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. CASMed, where the three R's are reading, writing, and resuscitation. It's a school for the future medical professionals. And if you got questions or comments, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. Dr. Ron Rodriguez, you were brought in very beginning, trying to figure out, what is this thing, CASMed? How can we get this off the ground? What is the vision going to be? And there's a lot of partners that came forth to say, let's make this happen. Who else is out there?
Thank you. Yes. So there have been so many people who have voiced an interest in participating in this once it's been made public. The Bexar County Medical Society has pledged to provide lists of potential mentors for observerships and rotations with them. There's hundreds of physicians in the San Antonio area that will participate with that. The VA system has also stepped up and offered to provide some visitation to their facilities. University Hospital has agreed to participate and provide opportunities to observe their operations, and the same is true of Baptist, particularly Mission Trails. We've interacted with the Alamo District Colleges and as well as UTSA, and they have shown interest in trying to help build a pipeline that will allow us to provide support to these students, not just from high school, but all the way through potentially to the end of medical school, and to provide potential economic support. So there are programs in place that will allow them to get support from the state for undergraduate training, and if they're able to make it all the way to medical school for us, about a fourth of our medical students are eligible for or have getting assistance for full rights, tuition-free scholarships to go through. So in principle, our goal is to make it possible for someone from as early as the ninth grade to the completion of an MD and be able to do that without having the horrific financial burdens that are typically given to most of our students graduating right now.
And plus having a lot of support, people who know what it's like, and who can cheer you on your victories and console you when you have those setbacks, it's important to have that. Let's go to the calls, 210-614-8980. David. Hi, David. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to make a comment that as a registered nurse and working in surgery for over 30 years, I never had these opportunities when I was in high school. I've lived in San Antonio now for about 20 years, and I see the children as they grow up throughout our communities, and these opportunities really don't exist. The only reason I'm a registered nurse is because I had a mentor when I was in the Army. I worked as a surgical technologist and moved my way up and went to school eventually, and my alma mater is Incarnate Word. Because of these opportunities, I think the physicians you have on your show today are great inspiration to the community, as well as providing great medical care. I know Dr. Ochoa personally. I've worked with her in the past. I find her to be a fine physician, and I think what her involvement in this and helping to push this will definitely help the San Antonio community.
David, thank you for your call. So Eddie Rodriguez, principal of Cass Med High School, when y'all were putting together the vision for the program, was it sort of y'all coming out of both directions, like this is going to help create a future for all of these students, but also this is going to help create a better healthcare system for San Antonio?
Absolutely. And the vision was actually due to the fact that we heard, I believe it was San Antonio 2020 who was mentioning that in the year 2030, we will have 1 million more inhabitants here in the city. Therefore, the need for more surgeons, the need for more doctors, nurses, pharmacists, anyone, biomedical researchers, and also people in allied health is going to also increase.
Yeah, but having people from San Antonio who understand San Antonio, I mean, we can get people who are dealing with the weather up east right now would really love to move down to San Antonio and take these jobs.
Right.
But, you know, be able to have people who understand what it's like to be here and our certain challenges.
Absolutely. And we know that in the city that is almost 2 million people, 60% are of Hispanic descent. And therefore, we want to try and increase the number of professionals that are in these fields that are also Hispanic, because right now I believe it numbers like in 20 to 23%. And if we do increase that, they'll stay in San Antonio and our city will benefit as a whole.
Let's go back to the phones with Carmen. And hi, Carmen, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to find out what is the timeline and our qualifications when it comes for hiring the faculty and staff for this school.
Right, thanks for the call, Carmen. And so let's go back to the principal, Eddie Rodriguez.
Yes, we will be posting positions on the San Antonio ISD website sometime in February. It may be mid or late February when those positions will be posted. Individuals will be interviewed for the positions, and then they will be hired to begin with the next upcoming school year, which will be either sometime in August.
And so the lottery thing sounds a little cold, you know. You throw your hat and your name in the hat, and maybe it gets pulled, maybe it doesn't. Is that going to be somehow leveraged for people who are certain areas or categories, or it's just the odds are either in your favor or they're not? How is that going to work, Eddie?
Well, the lottery system is a system that was developed here in the San Antonio ISD. And it's a system that will provide an opportunity to any student in Bexar County that applies. If you're the first student that submits your application or has already submitted it in November, or if you're the last student that submits it by our deadline of February the 8th, you still have an opportunity to enroll. We're not looking at any type of specific qualifications such as grades, attendance, or anything. It's actually giving all kids an opportunity to apply. We know that when students are sometimes in eighth grade, as we're looking to recruit, students sometimes haven't really developed their maturity yet, and we don't want to.
What? They're like 12 years old. They don't know what their life's going to be like yet.
Well, some of them still have, you know, they're a little mischievous and sort, but we want to give even that student an opportunity, because we know that if we provide them the structure necessary to become successful, we can make them successful.
Yeah, frequently when you're a kid, you don't understand that there are benefits to hard work, and you have people who can help you get on the right path and keep you there. Then you never know that it's worth that investment of the struggle. So, I mean, Dr. Lisa Ochoa, I mean, can you sort of elaborate on that in the medical field?
Sure.
Because it's a tough road.
It is a tough road, and I reflect to my experience as well. And I was a good student, and I had parents who cared, and they were actually educators themselves. But at no point in time did they really understand or know how to guide me on a path to become a physician. And it was my fortunate that I stumbled across a scholarship that I got that put me on this path, and I understand how valuable the opportunity was for me, because even after I graduated from medical school, my father actually, in tears in his eyes, said, "You know, Mijita, I always told you you could do whatever you wanted to put your mind to, but never did I ever think you'd be a doctor." I know that was a compliment he meant. It was a compliment. But it opened my eyes that of the unique opportunity that I had. And I had a world of healthcare opened up to me where I learned about research, I learned about public health, and every opportunity was available, and everyone beside me was as motivated to accomplish things. And that, having that environment, pushes you and makes you accomplish things that you don't think you can, that your family don't think you can, but you can. And that's what this is going to create, that sort of fostering environment.
That's what coaches do. Coaches help you realize that you've been underestimating yourself and you can do more. Let's go to Chad, and the number is 210-614-8980. Chad, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say personally, I'm an osteopathic medical student at Brook City Base with the University of the Incarnate Word School of Medicine. And I was just curious to hear if this program had reached out to the Incarnate Word, given both our proximity as well as the program's focus on social justice and enhancing primary care access on the South Side. It seems like those two programs could almost be a match made in heaven.
Chad, thank you so much for calling and appreciate that. Dr. Ryan Rodriguez?
Yes, absolutely. So we reached out at the early stages of the inception of the program to UIW, and at that time they were not ready to make a commitment, though they have made it clear that as they continue to grow, because they had not yet even opened their doors when this was an idea. You know, they had not yet had their first class entered when this idea first developed. They now have since recruited two classes of students. And as they get more mature, then I'm told that they want to then start to expand out and participate. But they really wanted to get their ground in first before they made those commitments. It is in the mission of UIW that they serve the community, and that community in the South Side in particular, particularly in developing resources for primary care. So I think it is a match made in heaven. But the timing has to be, aligned, and efforts are going towards that. The newly inducted president of the Bexar County Medical Society is also a member of faculty at UIW and in a senior leadership role there, and he assures me that as soon as they're capable, they will be participating as well.
And so we've been talking a lot about doctors and providing care, but also researchers are desperately needed, particularly ones who can focus on some of the issues of Latino community and part of our cultural community here in San Antonio. Is that also a focus that y'all will be working on, Eddie Rodriguez?
Yes, definitely. We understand the importance of continuing to build on creating researchers so that as a society we can advance and we can develop new methods and strategies and techniques and equipment to help our community. So that is one of the major focuses.
I got to tell you, this school sounds really hard.
No, actually, that's not what we want to sell. We want to offer an opportunity for kids to come and learn. I had a person once tell me, we have all types of students, and what if we get this kind of kid that we can't work with? And my response to that has always been, you're the one with a bachelor's degree. He has a master's degree. I have a PhD. We have to make this work. We have to make it work for the kids, because if a child has a dream to become a doctor, a nurse, a physician, a biomedical researcher, it's our job to help that kid get there.
They apply? How do they start to put their name in the hat?
What they can do is they can visit our school website or the San Antonio Independent School website as well, saisd.net, or they can call our office at 210-228-3380. 210-228-3380, and they can go ahead and apply online, and the deadline is February the 8th.
The district plans to offer half of the seats to students who live in SAISD, the other half to students outside of the district inside of Bexar County. I want to thank all of our guests, Eddie Rodriguez, principal of CAST Med School here in San Antonio, Dr. Ron Rodriguez, chair of the Urology Department at UT Health San Antonio, Dr. Lisa Ochoa, founder of San Antonio Vascular and Endovascular Clinics. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning us in.